Look, that's actually, that's one of the first shots of you now.
Oh,
on,
yeah,
on an after show show with no moustache.
Look.
Woo! Very fancy schmancy.
Now you can see how dirty my fucking teeth are. Now I have to go and get a dentist to clean up all the accidental areas underneath where the moustache was.
Now look, I know this is the first podcast that we've done in about a fortnight.
At least 3 weeks. It is three weeks.
We made an effort. If you're watching on Facebook, okay, you'll see we got our backdrops and everything done for you.
Jimmy
made
McCabe.
A special effort.
Even though they look backwards on the camera, but that's not the problem.
I understand that.
Don't mind that.
I get that.
Don't be paying any attention to that shit. So there you go.
Yeah, you see, stagehand I was as well.
There you go. So thankfully, here we are.
Set the stage for you.
The podcast is back on. Finally, a place to come and curse and shite talk and try and get fired in peace. That's what this podcast is all about.
To be fair to you, right? How do you not swear when we do the normal show?
I don't know. It's very hard.
Because
to be
I mean,
with
I know loads
today was very hard.
Yeah, you came close a couple of times.
Playing those fucking wankers, Simply Red, and everything all the time. I was like, oh my god! And then trying to rub my nose into the tickets and everything. And I had to fix a cracked wheel yesterday. So yesterday at 6 a.m., literally when we started the show, I was in a fucking Fowler because I was there. I'm a puncture in me wheel. Not even in the tire. I think I actually at one stage, the closest I've ever come was I actually yesterday on the show went, and what are you supposed to do when you get a puncture? You go, wheel.
Have you ever, have you sweared on the show?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. On Christmas Day, on my own.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's going right back. But do you ever remember, I can't remember you swearing.
I think, yeah.
I mean,
no,
you've come close.
A couple of times, it's snuck
you're
out.
There's always a bollocks or a bastard out of you somewhere.
Oh, yeah, but I don't count that as swearing.
Yeah, you don't even count
that. No, that's, you know, that's
if it's not a full-on fuck, you don't really count it as a...
Yeah, if it's not a sackable swear, there's different levels of swear. You know when you're working in the BBC, which we are now, you get actually a swear...
What? Well, nobody told me.
Young offenders.
Oh, sorry.
You get a swear list.
Probably been taken over there.
You get it's an actual swear list. So you get you get one cunt, two fucks, three bastards, and a bollocks or something like that.
Right.
Per hour. Like, there's an actual list like that.
Per hour.
Genuinely, there's an hourly course quota. Believe it or not, that's an actual real thing.
And you've used up your quota every hour on the hour.
Well,
you?
I'm on script, unfortunately. So I can't. And actually, I was very surprised that my character, Barney, who never curses, and as the series goes on, he becomes more...
Surely he's driven to it by those other two.
Two bastards, yeah. Loose lips. The lips become looser on old Barney Walsh as the series goes on. But
like, the thing about it is, like, for me, because I've been in radio all my life, right? I kind of used to the idea that whenever there's a microphone, it's not instinctive to me to swear. In fact, it's nearly the opposite. I nearly have to make an effort to swear when I do the podcast with you.
But you've been doing
stand-up comedy for so long.
Yeah, so you say whatever you like. Or you used to be able to say what you like. It's sort of changing now. But yeah, you used to be, yeah. So I was like, I mean, every time you took in a breath, you just go, oh, bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell. Is that what I'm fucked? What's going on? Yeah, so
like,
that's
I'm
20
genuinely
odd,
impressed
25 years nearly.
On the show, you haven't. There isn't a regular occurrence.
I know, yeah.
I mean, you've given away the CSI year way more than you've ever sworn.
True. Very true. I know, yeah. I know, yeah. I don't know what it is. There's some level of discipline that kicked in. I don't know what it is. It's some on the subconscious level.
Yeah.
I suppose I always feel like Andy Bad News is kind of like a school principal. So I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Not.
But you know what the other thing about it as well is, right? The other thing about it as well is it's a bit like, I call it now the zig and zag, not the zig and zag, the Podge and Raj theory. Right? Whereas you, because you told me this stat, you told me that the Late Late Show gets more complaints than Podge and Rog did, even though Podge and Rog would be doing fucking
yeah, you get
this
no
and,
complaints, yeah, yeah. You get, because you expect it.
It's expected, and that's what I'm saying. If you come out with a bastard or a bollocks or a whatever, it's kind of grand because it's PJ. If I turn around and say gobshite, people are going, well, there's no need for that.
Yeah, but that's because you know better. That's because you know better. You're a disciplined man. You're a lifer. You put long shifts in of responsible radio for years and years. I'm five years in the business.
I can barely get away with a feck.
I'm 5 years in the business and nobody can accuse me of doing a responsible shift yet. So you know better. You know what I mean? One day, that's why if I get through a show, you know, that's why if you say a bollocks once, right, you're in serious shit.
Oh, I'm gone.
Whereas
You'd
if I get through a
again.
Day and I don't curse at all, I get told, fair play to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the show is shit. But you didn't do anything inappropriate for 4 hours.
Well, that's
You know what I mean? Andy goes, "Come on, we're having make him a cake and all," and you're like, "Why are you doing that every day?" And they go, "Yeah, but that's not the same, Jim. You know how to do it."
Because I remember Andy Bad News calling me into his office once before we were working together, and he gave me a dressing down because I called a listener who was on the text who was being a bit of a gobshite. I called them a gobshite.
Yeah.
You know, because they were taking something I said completely out or whatever it was.
Oh, I would call them. Yeah,
gobshite. And Andy calls me in and gives me a fucking, you know, rips me a new one. And then you're in here going, would you ever fuck off and stick it up your ass, you fucking agent? What's the story? Yeah, well, what about it? It's PJ.
I don't think I've ever said that about Liz. What have I called people that have texted in? Halfwits. I called someone an arsehole. Yeah. Was it Dan? I called him a bollocks one morning. And then there was, you know, there's a few of the listeners. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we should stress at this point.
The entirety of all our listeners, I called a shower of ticks once because
To be fair, all of this is done in, as the great Kenny Everett would have said, the best possible taste. It is all part of the banter.
I think your man was an arsehole. He was. In general, you're right. But there was one where someone was just being an arsehole. So I was right. Whatever. You're just an arsehole. He said in some. I can't even remember what the text was. Yeah.
Mind you,
but he was talking a load of rubbish.
The other thing is, you're a great man. You're a great man for taking an insult.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind at all.
Because there's times you'd see, you know, you get somebody in there, look, they could be just in a bad mood or whatever. They've woken up on the wrong side of the bed or they've woken up in the wrong bed, whatever the fuck it is. Right?
Yeah.
And so they might tell you, would you ever shut up and just fucking whatever, right? And they might get a bit abusive. But you laugh.
I think it's great fun, yeah.
Whereas I'd be like, hey, what are you calling me that? I'm hurt.
Yeah, you're obsessed, yeah.
You get a bigger laugh than anybody else gets.
I think it's funny.
If somebody goes on, you Gallagher, you're not fucking funny. If you ever shut your fucking mouth and fuck you.
I think it's funny, though.
And you laugh.
Well, of course you're going to laugh, and I don't know who he is. Yeah. I'm sitting there minding my own business having a laugh. I don't think about this person at all. This is someone I don't know. Someone I've never met. Someone I don't think about from morning, noon and night. Yeah. And I'm just sitting here having a laugh with you. And then someone goes, fuck off! The Perius! I'm trying to fucking eat me breakfast and you ain't showing up cunts on that fucking ruining the flavour of these sausages! I'm like, no one's even thinking about you. Yeah. What are you talking about?
They lose
them. Oh, shut your hole! I hope you drop dead in a basket full of wankers. Shut up. You're like, what? This has nothing to do with me.
What brought that on?
That's what I'm like. That's how you're like. This
we're
is
only just giving away simply red tickets.
I'm literally halfway through a cup of tea telling you a joke about a duck that's a carpenter or something. And someone's out there is losing their marbles.
Losing their mind.
So I find it very hard to take that on board.
In this profession, right, there's not many professions. I was trying to think of if there's an equivalent. Like, you know, generally speaking, you wouldn't, if a lad was working, you know, on a fucking thing at the side of the road or whatever, or, a telephone thing or whatever, you wouldn't sort of just randomly walk up and go, oh, yeah, you call that fucking laying a cable, do you? Is that what you call laying a cable, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
You wouldn't randomly just, whereas here, it's like.
Yeah, unless he was on your road. There is elfless that do that. You know what I mean? You see, you know, them elfless has just spent their whole lives, they're retired and they have nothing to do, only give out. What's going on, man? Looking out his window, the prick. Just like he's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's a bloke in a window across the road looking back at
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
man.
You see
he's
them
never wiping that fucking window.
When the council pull up, they're the forced out. What are you doing? Oh, jeez. You know, the disappointment in their face.
Yeah.
Water, we're putting it. Whoa, yeah, Irish water, isn't it? And what are you doing? Pissing in them, I suppose. The taste of shite off the water. Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know them. Yeah. You do get
actually,
those weirdos.
Actually, to be
fair. And they're like, right, yeah.
There are definite exceptions, I've just
realised. How long
realized
are you going to be taking up the pad this side of the footpath? I like to sit down here now. You're obstructing me view of the neighbour's front room. You know? They're like, oh, Jesus.
Actually, yeah, Irish water. And then, to be fair, the other thing would be clampers.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's ever going to just, you know,
scumbags.
Leave them to us.
Scumbags. Nor should you. Nor should you, Jim.
I know I should.
You shouldn't,
I shouldn't
have
even opened that can of worms.
You shouldn't have opened the can of worms. You did. Nor
you
should
what,
you leave burgers
I'm
to
leave
what
you a
they
PJ
do.
For a minute.
Your job
and,
should
I'll
be
back
a burger.
I'm just going behind the
right
screens here.
Grant, do that. I will get this off me fucking mind now. No, if you saw a burglar, would you leave him do his job? Would you? No, you wouldn't. Because he's a robbing scummy bastard. And it's the same with clampers. They come around. Should you leave them? No, robbing scummy bastards, hijacking a van, putting a gun to your van's head. What the fuck did your van or car ever do to anybody? You're granting me a ticket. At least I have the right to reply, the right to appeal, the right to reason. You can't reason with a wanker with a clamp. No, you can't. They should be sending them off. Those are, what if ever there was a useless shower of whores, they, and they still doesn't even fucking pay for how much they cost the state. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. I swear to God, I'd put them fuckers in a cannon and shoot them into Scotland.
There must be pictures of you up in various clamping offices. Oh, is that around the country?
The phone calls I've had with them, I swear to God. Oh my God.
Sometimes if I'm in a bad mood,
I just ring them to say I'm somebody else that got clamped, just to have a shout at them. You know what I mean? Sometimes I walk past the clamp car and go, yeah, that'll fucking do. What are you clamping me for here? You just
randomly select somebody else's clamped car.
Although it's very hard to get through to them now, because they're used to people ringing up and doing what I do. So now you have to wait through the whole, if you'd like to do this, press 1. If you'd like to leave us alone, press 2. No one ever presses that button. You know what I mean? So yeah, there's a whole sort of process. So it takes a bit of work to get through to them. But you can still do it, ladies and gentlemen. Just let you know, you can still do it. Yeah, yeah. And Galway got rid of them. Cork ran them. You know, they ran.
Are you saying Dublin's the only place that has clampers?
Dublin's the only place left that has clampers, yeah. As far as the council clampers. Never got me started on the private clampers. Jesus. Oh, if ever. I mean, private.
I'm going back behind the screens
again.
Oh,
my God. I tell you, don't get me started. I am started. It's too late.
You may as well continue.
Too late. Oh, my God. If ever, I swear to God, wouldn't you love to see them all just. If I had my way, if there was a revolution tomorrow, I'd leave everything the same except for the clampers, and I'd hang them out with the GPO and set fire to them nutsacks. That's what I do. Unbelievable.
Actually, I just realised, compared to the abuse we get, that's it's mild now. I'll never be offended
again. Well,
now
you see, and do you know what the clampers think of me? Nothing. They don't even give a shit because they don't listen to me. That's the secret.
That's the secret.
Mind you, if you were a clamper, you wouldn't want to be listening to me, I suppose.
Well, yeah, yeah. You would, certainly not if you had self-esteem issues.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're proud. If you have to lie to your neighbours about what you do for a living,
come here.
Your job is something up with your job. Do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon?
They'd be telling people they're in the army and all.
You ever done that in stand-up? Have you done clamping stuff in stand-up?
No, I don't think I'm too passionate about it.
Fucking hell. Because I was just going to say, imagine like somebody sitting in one of your audiences.
Yeah.
Let alone listening to this show.
Oh,
somebody sitting in your audience.
And like, especially in these days where people don't like to have a joke aimed at them at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember there was times...
Because if you turned around and did the old... just out of curiosity, any clampers in?
No one would ever put their hand up. They don't even tell their neighbours.
Only if they knew what
they
was coming.
They don't even tell their parents what they do. You know what I mean? They don't even tell their parents what they do. They're like mad. They're like clampers. Like, you know, they have to just make up stories. They're mad. But how's things going in the bank?
Yeah, grandma. Yeah. When did you start wearing high vis in the bank?
With the debts, you know. It's very dangerous now with all the debts. You have to wear the high vis.
You have to, yeah, very dangerous. It's health and safety. Somebody might hit you with a pen.
Yeah, oh,
you have
yeah.
to know where you are.
Oh, yeah. Could be dealing with it.
That's the worst profession in the world as far as you're concerned, is it?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Because remember, there used to be a thing.
Clampers, burglars and death squad militias, in that order. They're the worst.
Because remember there used to be always the thing about solicitors and... Was it solicitors? You know, remember there was always the really bad taste jokes like how do you know a good solicitor... What's a good solicitor at the bottom of a lake or something? Or whatever. There was
people always
had a go at solicitors.
What you do if you see a solicitor in the lake, put your foot in his head. All that sort of stuff, is it?
Yeah. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've been replaced now, have they? They've gotten off. Because bankers, in fairness... When we went through the last shenanigans.
Yeah, but bankers, to be fair to them, right, don't pretend they're not up to no good. Do you know what I mean? They're the smiling devils.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, he's like going, hell, you go into a bank now, it's actually a bit of a laugh. I had a laugh the last time I went into the bank. I went in, hell yeah, I'd like to get a mortgage. They were like, yeah, no problem. What's your situation? Yeah, separated, can't get a divorce. Ha 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 ha. And we all had a laugh. I said, you know something? I'll come in next week and ask again with a different broker. And they went, oh, please, make it 3 o'clock because Harry's after missing it. We want everyone to have a laugh like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're smiling devils. You get used to the smiling devil. You know what I mean?
That's all right then. You know where you stand.
Yeah, you work your way down the road. You're going, oh, that was Bank of Ireland. We go into Ulster Bank and do it again. Yeah, we might as well. Yeah. So I'd like a mortgage. Ah! Yeah. What do you do for a living? Radio. Ah!
Actually, yeah. That's...
He's on the radio. He wants a fucking house. Oh, Jesus.
He only has a hobby. Oh. He doesn't even have a job. He has a hobby.
And do you have any family? No, but I have 3 dogs. He's got dogs. Oh, Jesus Christ. Please tell me he's a gambler as well. I can't get enough. This is great crack. Well, I like a flutter on a Sunday. Ah, Jesus. Oh, you shithead. So I'll be waving to them out of my tent.
Anybody that you've ever gone into in a bank, they're going around telling their mates, that PJ Gallagher's hilarious.
Funniest.
Hilarious, yeah. What, were you at one of his stand-up shows? No, he came in looking for a mortgage. Yeah, it was the funniest thing ever.
No, his stand-up shows are shite. He just gets out with clampers all the time. But you want to see him coming in asking for a loan when he tells his life. Oh, it's brilliant. He can't do it. He's a tick. Wait to hear when he's paying the rent. She buy 3 gaffs for it. Oh, he's a fucking tick.
Brilliant. The modern world. Hey.
The modern world.
Right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I hope it was worth the wait.
There you go.
And if you're a clamper listening to that show, I'm sorry about that.
I'm not sorry. I hope someone ties your head to your wheel.
Well, I turn it off before you get going again.
It's probably not bad idea, yeah. Jesus, this is why I don't do stand-up anymore. It's too impassioned, full of hate. Middle age does that to a man.